Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, earlier on, I introduced you to Joanne Byrne. She is the director of Presence Plus PR and also manages some celebrity lives and diaries. And she is up for the listeners to ask her anything. Is this true?
This is true.
And Joanne, you did get a lovely text there from somebody who used to work in your office who's listening to News Talk all the way over in Australia.
I know. So a huge hello to Caitlin, who I've never seen a picture of her fully clothed since she went down there. She's living in a bikini and having the time of her life, as she should be. And we miss her in the office, but she's doing exactly what she should be doing. So a big hello to Kate and indeed the rest of my team.
Yeah, and she must be looking for a little piece of home by listening to News Talk. So yes, we're sending lots of Irish love your way. Right, lots of voice notes have come in for you. So James wants to know, up first, what's the biggest responsibilities of a PR director?
I suppose the biggest responsibilities, particularly during COVID, was to make sure we made a decision, myself and Sinead, that during COVID we wouldn't let anybody go, even though in one day we lost, 92% of our business. And so our biggest responsibility was to make sure that all our staff stayed employed, were able to pay their bills. And so my first responsibility is to my team, to make sure that they're getting the most out of our business, our work. The second responsibility is to our clients who allow us to do what we do. It's just to be, to be the very best that we can be in any given day on any given job. Because we run a small consumer peer agency. So that is, tomorrow morning when everybody's hopefully having a nice lie-in, I'm going to be out in Emerald Park as we launch Lost Valley and a new ride called Swingosaurus. So yes, there's a dino theme running through it. So, it's not a career for the 9 to 5. It's not a career for the Monday to Friday. But if you want every day to be different, then, this is the place for you.
Yeah, good stuff. OK, we will go to a voice note now. Lee has sent in this question.
Hi, Joanne. How do you assign your clients? Is the process hard?
Good question. Well, it's totally it's different for if I'm an agent working with, I use the term talent, because really that's chemistry. In actual fact, everything is chemistry. If you buy more in one shop over another, chances are it's because the person behind the counter you have a better relationship with. It's no different in our business. So if I'm signing somebody, I'll always say, let's meet for a coffee. If they don't want to meet for a coffee, then I haven't got the best chance to read them. And more importantly, my first job is always to try and help them. So my whole thing is, how can I help you? And if after that coffee, I realise I can't help them, whether that's a person or a brand, then you have to be upfront. Like, you have to just own it and go, I'm not for you, but let me try and find somebody who might be. So there was an old ad for British Airways and it was like, I like, bringing people together. I mean, honestly, I said to somebody last night, I'm worth more dead than alive because my Rolodex, my black book of, connections. And so the whole thing is chemistry. Can you sit opposite somebody and go, yes, I can sell your cheese? Or can you sit opposite somebody and go, okay, you want to be on radio, you want to be on TV, you want to have a career in media? I think I can help you with that.
And Joanne, particularly with the brands rather than the people, do you need to really believe in the brand? I mean, it might be something that you won't necessarily use. Like, say it's a sports product and you don't play that sport, or you're in a different demographic or whatever it is. Can you still get behind
100%.
It?
100%. I mean, I don't drink. I've never drunk alcohol. And I have had alcohol brands that I am so proud of the work that we've done. So proud. I've worked with small, tiny brands and made them big Irish international brands. So no, you just have to believe that you have creative, you have an angle that you believe will help the brand. So, you don't have to, you don't have to play rugby to represent rugby people. You don't have to drink alcohol to, do a PR campaign for an alcoholic brand. You just have to have good work.
Yeah, and be prepared to work outside of 9 to 5 by the sounds of things. So you'd want to love what you do. We have Lorna with this question.
Hi, Joanne. Who is the biggest name you represent?
Oh, Lord. Well,
Who is your favourite child?
Who is my favourite child? I have many children. I have many children. I have, you know what? I to be honest, Lorna, I only work with people that I would want to work with. And there used to be a club in Dublin called Reynards. And when myself and Sinead set up our business, our whole mantra was, if you're not prepared to take a phone call from somebody, not necessarily sober, in a queue outside Reynards at 1 o'clock in the morning, then don't be taking a call at 1 o'clock at lunchtime. So I would hope that I would get on really well with all my clients. I've certainly, like, let's say all the Westlife guys, I've worked with them since day one, through every dodgy outfit, through the even dodgier haircuts. And so I would have a very particular friendship with them, because, like, I've seen them through, you know, births, deaths, marriages, and everything in between.
So what kind of calls or what kind of requests would you be getting at 1 a.m. from a Reynards queue?
I remember getting a phone call from Channing Tatum at one stage. He was here in Dublin and he decided that he wanted to join a session, but he hadn't got a guitar and he really needed a guitar.
To do some, like, a trad session?
Yeah, to join a trad session, himself and Jonah Hill. Now, Jonah was supposed to be singing. I'm not sure how that went down, but so, yeah, so, you know, I went, okay, let me see if I can find you a guitar in the vicinity of where you are. I don't know how he played. I don't know his prowess, but I certainly know that we got him a guitar.
Wow, that's a great story. I love it. Here we have Mark with this question.
Hi, Joanne. How do you get involved with big events, and what is the biggest event you've ever worked with?
Gosh, I've been really, really lucky, Mark. I've had been able to work on some huge events, and some events I can't talk about, because in our world, there's a thing called the NDA, which is a non-disclosure agreement. So that means what goes on tour quite literally stays on tour. But everything, myself and my team have worked with Tato Park, now Emerald Park, you know, over a decade. So launching Cú Chulainn, which is still the biggest wooden roller coaster in Europe, and then Tiernan Og was huge. We had 32 international roller coaster fanatics come in from around the world just for the day for Cú Chulainn, including this American guy who flew in from Miami and then proceeded to record his experience on every single seat and every single cab of Cú Chulainn, just to experience it. And then he wrote a blog about, you know, cab 4, seat 2 to the right. You know, if you want your G-force pull extra special, this is the one to be in. I mean, so yeah, it's been, I've done, obviously, there was a period when, let's say, you know, Hello and OK magazines were huge. And obviously I did Nikki and Kian's wedding for respective magazines. And that was really interesting. And it was full on, along with Brian and Kerry Cadona's wedding. That was the very first magazine deal I negotiated and did. And that was interesting.
Wow, they certainly are big events. Let's move on to Dylan's question.
Hi, Joanne. Have you ever had to let a client go because they were too difficult?
Dylan, the short answer is yes.
And, like, difficult as in, do you just say, do you know what, we're not aligning? Because it sounds like if you're up for taking phone calls at all hours of the night, you know.
No, you have to be honourable. You have to be honourable in your dealings. If you have to be honourable in your dealings with people, a handshake is a handshake. If you say to somebody you will be there at 3 o'clock to do an interview for a meeting, I expect you to be there at 3 o'clock. And if I'm there at 3 o'clock and you're not there at 3 o'clock and I'm there at 3 o'clock because of you, then that's it. Game over. I won't. It's not even open for negotiation. I'm done.
I think of it, words to live by. Let's see what Shane has to ask.
Hi, Joanne. What's the most difficult crisis you've managed?
I mean, there's been a few. And I suppose the key thing with crisis management, actually, my business partner, Sinead, would be, I think, one of the queens of it. And the key thing with crisis management is if you actually don't know there was a crisis. So we've handled a lot of stuff that will never see the light of day because we've been able to manage it so quietly. But certainly there's been moments in my career where I have, you know, taken, you know, had to move out of a room, a busy room, into a quiet space, try and gather my thoughts, gather my emotions, and then work out how to manage a situation. I mean, one of the, you know, a crisis that was totally of my own doing when I started out was I did a special screening for a Bond premiere, and it was, we were so lucky it sold out. It was for a particular charity. The cinema had said, you want us to print the tickets? I was so anal. I was going, no, I'm going to write the tickets myself to make sure. And then when we got to the night, the lovely cinema manager went, who, Joanne, fixed the tickets for you? And I went, I did it myself. And she went, you've totally missed a row. So I had 64 people with nowhere to go.
Oh my. So what did you do? Because, I mean, you say there's always a solution, but.
So my solution was family. So, you know, in that situation at Christmas, family hold back. So they're the ones that have the dodgy piece of turkey. So it was literally going around to every single person who was a family or a friend and taking the ticket off them, going, I have need of this ticket and I will sort you out. And I was four tickets short. I was four tickets short. And I went to four women who were dressed to the nines and were out for a good night. And I went, do you really want to see this film? And they went, well, we're really here for the party. I went, let me start the party early. I'll put a couple of bottles of champagne next door in the Gresham. And I got my four tickets and I found the 64 seats. But that was totally of my own doing. I have nobody to blame except myself. And the lesson is, every time we do a seating plan, I have at least two people look over a seating plan, no matter who's doing it.
Easily done, but well done. You weren't going to admit defeat until defeat, you fixed it.
Defeat is not a word I use.
We got a lovely text in from you and we were talking about weddings and wedding gifts, and Betty had texted in to say, you know, she never really gets a thank you, and she felt after going to a lot of weddings recently that it had got quite transactional. And somebody says, I've been listening in from London, where we've a lot of people across the globe today, it seems, and the segment when discussing leaving a note. Working as a publicist in the UK, I was once told by my former employer to always leave a thank you note if you ever attended an event or a dinner as a sign of goodwill, and that person was Joanne Byrne. Isn't that nice?
Yes, well, I you know, Jane Austen herself said it 250 years ago, you know, never underestimate the power of a well-written note. And I have relationships with people. I have particularly large handwriting that poor Sister O'Connor many years ago tried to make smaller. But I firmly believe, if you think back, Claire, chances are you will not remember, you know, the last thank you text, but you will absolutely remember the last thank you note. Nobody has a text in a drawer under their desk. People invariably hold on to notes. And I have relationships with Hollywood stars, with CEOs, with people, you know, who are serious decision makers on the back of a humble note. I can't emphasize the power of it enough.
Yeah, well, I mean, that came from Julian, who says that advice has been one of the tools that has carried me through and helped garner so many relationships. So the ripples are being felt across the globe. Do you ever get people coming looking for an agent that in your head you're thinking, what do you need an agent for?
100%. So often the question actually is not, do you need an agent? Often people want an agent. So wanting and needing are two very different things. I want an agent so I can say to somebody, talk to my agent. I need an agent because somebody is offering me 500 euro to do something, when in actual fact, that work is worth much, much more than that. So my job then is to step in and go, thank you very much for your offer of 500. But let's see if you can add a zero at the end of that for the work that you're asking this person for. And in actual fact, the very first person that I worked with, Catherine Thomas, that's how it came about. Catherine had an offer of work on the table, and one of her best friends, Aoife, worked for me at the time. And Aoife said to Catherine, I think before you sign this, you should talk to Joanne. And I had never done it before, but I saw the work that was being asked of her. And I went, no, there's more money in that pot. Let me see what I can do for you. And so that's how it came about. So often people think they need an agent, or let's say influencers. So influencers and influencers, social media content creators are a huge part of my work. And I'll see somebody, you know, offering to do a, you know, offering some social media content, and you know, they really need to shore up what they're doing before they're looking to monetize that. So my job, you know, in those situations, I would never not respond, because you never know who's going to be big this time next year. You never know who's going to get their break. So I would always go back and go, listen, you know, I think work on who you are, what you want to be, like on your platform, and, you know, and stay in contact.
Yeah, fair. As you said, if you have to see, can I help you? And if you can't help at that moment, you need to be told. Have you ever been starstruck, says another?
Yes, I have. Only a few times. I'm very lucky. And I suppose doing what I do as well, you can't, even if you are, you kind of have to pretend that you're not. So I've done a lot of big red carpet premieres. I think I met Nelson Mandela, and that was amazing. I love films. So I do a lot of unipublicity. So that's working as a publicist on a film set. And Steven Spielberg, for me, you know, would just be one of the best that has ever done his job. And I did the world premiere of Lincoln for Barbara Murphy all those years ago. And Steven Spielberg came in with Daniel Day-Lewis. And I just remember we had a huge conversation about sharks. And he couldn't get over some chick standing, managing a red carpet, could be so... so knowledgeable about sharks, because he is so knowledgeable about sharks. Another person that was absolutely just so lovely, and I totally now understand why he has the reputation that he has, was Adam Sandler. He just travels, they travel as a family, him, his friends, his people. And I've met some really amazing sports people, including one of my all-time heroes when I was growing up, Eddie Macken, who's going to be back, funnily enough. I do the PR for the Dublin Horse Show. He's going to be back for the Dublin Horse Show from the 5th to the 9th, because the Aga Khan celebrates 100 years this year.
Wow.
So Fiona Sheridan, who's the show director, has invited many of the, you know, winning Irish riders back to the RDS, which will be really brilliant, because we're going to be launching the new grandstand, the new arena. So it'll be a really exciting show this year.
Well, you can still hear, you still love what you do. It's still exciting. It's still different every day. And as they say, find something you love and you'll never work a day in your life. But sounds like you work damn hard too. Joanne Byrne, it's been lovely to have you allow us to pick your brain and get you to spill some of the tea outside of the NDAs. Thank you so, so much for coming on. We'll write you a note.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And you will get the note first.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.